Dems worry Trump's support among Latinos not falling. By Tony Lee on January 30, 2019. Democrats are reportedly extremely worried that President Donald Trump's support among Latinos is not falling ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Even if the methodology of a PBS poll that had Trump's approval rating with Hispanics at 50% was faulty and an outlier, Trump's support among Latinos has remained steady even as the English-language establishment media and the Spanish-language press have spent 2 years demonizing Trump as an anti-Hispanic racist. According to a Tuesday Politico report, Trump's dire rhetoric about immigration seems to have done little damage to his modest, but not insignificant, support among Hispanics. The outlet pointed out that Trump's support among Latinos and Hispanics in three other polls taken in January, 18% in a ABC/Washington Post survey, 30% in a The Economist/YouGov one, and 35% in poll from Quinnipiac University, produced an average of 27.6%, which roughly matches the 29% of the Hispanic vote Trump carried in the 2016 presidential election, an improvement of 2 percentage points over Mitt Romney's performance with those voters 4 years earlier. The recent government shutdown over the border wall also did not harm Trump with Hispanics. Politico/Morning Consult polling over the past 2 months also suggests the border wall-fueled shutdown had little effect on Trump's approval rating among Hispanic voters. In the 3 weeks leading up to the shutdown, Trump's approval rating among Hispanics stood at 30%. That ticked down to 28% in the three polls so far in January, statistically unchanged from the pre-shutdown surveys. Fernanda Amondi, a Miami-based Democratic pollster and president of the consulting firm Ben Dixon & Amondi, believes economic and cultural reasons are both responsible for keeping Trump's numbers with Latinos steady. He told Politico that the economy and the record low unemployment rate for Latinos is single-handedly the most important issue for Hispanics. But Trump's strong stance on religious liberty and abortion have also helped him among socially conservative Hispanics, many of whom are Catholic. In addition, Amondi conceded that there's also a reactionary segment of the Hispanic electorate who is aligned with some of the Trump administration's thinking on immigration and on some social issues. And it's very sad to see that our own people, who are immigrants themselves, are attacking these immigrants that are trying to come in, knowing themselves how difficult the situation is in a lot of these Latin American countries, Salinas said on CNN. And, you know, they're buying it, and some people, just like some other Trump supporters, are saying, well, you know, so what if he tells lies? As long as we have lower unemployment among the Latino community.